Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood brain fog buster. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible weight, this heavy backpack of emotions you just can't seem to unload? You know that feeling when thoughts get tangled up, anxiety starts creeping in, and it feels like everything is just a bit off. Well, friends, today we're diving deep into something crucial for clearing out that mental clutter, creating a safe space for emotional expression and healing. Now, this isn't about becoming a walking therapist or analyzing every little feeling, though a good therapist never hurts. It's about recognizing the power of letting your emotions flow freely, without judgment, and understanding how that can actually make you sharper, more resilient, and happier overall. Think of it like this. Suppressing emotions is like trying to hold back a tsunami. Eventually, something's got to give, right? But when we create a space where emotions are welcome, they can be processed, understood, and ultimately released. So, let's get down to brass tacks, shall we? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build your very own emotional sanctuary. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. Start by paying attention to your body, those subtle cues like tension in your shoulders, a racing heart, or even that tight knot in your stomach. They're whispers from your inner world, telling you something's going on. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now, and what triggered this emotion? Next, ditch the labels and embrace the nuance. We tend to categorize emotions into good or bad, but life rarely works in such neat boxes. Anger can stem from fear, sadness can lead to growth, and even joy can sometimes be tinged with anxiety. Allow yourself to feel the full spectrum without judgment. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Sharing your feelings with trusted friends or family can be incredibly liberating. It breaks down that sense of isolation and reminds you that vulnerability is actually strength. Find people who listen without judgment, who offer support, and who create a space where you feel truly seen. Practice self-compassion, because let's face it, we all mess up sometimes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Forgive your mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You deserve your own love and support. Finally, carve out time for self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about engaging in activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, hiking, listening to music, or spending time in nature. These moments of replenishment allow you to recharge and approach life with more clarity and emotional resilience. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember being in college, drowning in exams and deadlines. I felt this pressure building up inside, but instead of talking about it, I bottled it all up. I started snapping at people, isolating myself, and my grades actually suffered because my mind wasn't clear. It was only when I finally opened up to a friend, shared my anxieties, and let myself be vulnerable that things started to shift. The weight lifted, I felt more connected, and I even managed to ace those exams. So remember, folks, creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't about being overly sensitive or dramatic. It's about fostering genuine connection, understanding yourself better, and ultimately, living a richer, more fulfilling life. Today's key takeaways are simple yet powerful. Embrace self-awareness, ditch the labels, seek out supportive connections, practice self-compassion, and prioritize self-care. These small steps can lead to big changes in your emotional well-being. Now I want to hear from you! What strategies do you use to create a safe space for emotional expression? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. We're all in this together, and every little bit of emotional clarity counts. See you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.